Welcome to the Inner Trends Podcast. Welcome to the future of mobility. Simply stay on track. Hello, this is Tim again, and I'm very happy to welcome you to the second episode of our Inner Trends Podcast. First of all, thank you for your feedback. It was well received. And for this second episode, we have another great guest. Swissrail, we look today at the economic importance of the Schinary Tunnel for Europe and talk about the awareness in Switzerland for low emission transport. I say it's going to be champion-like, but that later. But before, as usual, I'm pleased to welcome InnoTrans Director Kerstin Schulz on the show. Hello, Kerstin.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Still fine. But Kerstin, I always let the people know how we work. You send me some kind of bullet points, and I figure out what to say. And the first bullet point reminds me a bit of all these, these commercials for DIY stores.
What?
These commercials where someone comes home and finds out of a sudden that everything doesn't look so chic anymore, or something is missing, and suddenly the commercial guy builds a small pond or a pool in the garden, including new lawn and some kind of wellness area, and in the end it looks so super fantastic. And what I always wonder is what do the friends say when they come to the house or to the garden for the first time? And for InnoTrans 2022, it's a bit like that for our visitors. So that was maybe a tricky way to lead to your first point. But Kerstin, tell us something about the Hub 27.
Yeah, it's a very new hall on the fairground. And that new hall gives us 10,000 square meters gross more for InnoTrans. This hall is a multi-purpose venue, and it's column-free. Actually, that's very rare in the business.
In the scene, yeah.
Yeah, in the scene, and the passageways are directly connected to halls 1 and to hall 25.
So it is directly in the circle of the InnoTrans planning.
Exactly.
So and moreover, I read there's a rooftop bar.
Yeah, that's a secret, because there's a rooftop terrace.
Shouldn't I say it?
No, it's fine. It's a rooftop terrace for events for up to 200 people. And you have a fantastic view over the outside area.
Okay, so it's not that secret, but it's maybe the new hotspot. That's our new hall, Hub 27. What can we expect in Hall 27? Is that already announceable?
Yeah, Hall 27 is already fully booked, and there will be Siemens placed in that hall. And the CEO of Siemens Mobility, Michael Peter, will be our guest on the next podcast.
Now you're spoiling. That was my big finale, actually, for this episode. No, but that's fine. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's no secret no more. You will have an amazing view from the rooftop bar, a great new exhibition area, actually. And Kerstin, let's talk about the second topic. Not only the exhibition center is evolving, there's also a new thematic aspect to InnoTrans. What can visitors expect in the Mobility Plus area?
Yeah, there is always a problem for people to get home from the train station when they are in the countryside. And that means you need something to come home, and therefore we thought it might be a good idea to add a new topic to the public transport segment of InnoTrans, and it's called Mobility Plus, and it's all about shared mobility, mobility apps, first, last mile, how do I come to the train station, how do I come home. It's about technology behind that, and there will be a speaker's corner for that special topic as well.
That sounds really interesting. I'm really looking forward to Mobility Plus, many additional mobility services, actually. And but if you're really interested in that topic, you find some really enlightening articles in our InnoTrans blog, actually. And I guess, Kerstin, we will have that topic, Mobility Plus, maybe at the other time again, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, Kerstin, thank you so much. Time is flying again. Kerstin, do you know how to say hello in Swiss German?
Yeah, grüezi.
Okay, we will check that. Kerstin, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Our next guest is very interested in soccer, but comes from a country that has never won a World Cup title. If there were a World Cup championship title for rail infrastructure, however, this nation would already be record champion. According to the World Economic Forum, Switzerland had the world's best rail infrastructure in 2019, closely followed by Japan. Switzerland's rail transport achieved a score of 6.7 on a scale of 1, that's extremely poor, to 7, extremely good. So welcome on show, Michaela Stöckli from Swiss Rail Industry Association.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
I read a quote from you from an interview that leads a little room for speculation. You said we must always be better.
Being better than what?
Well, I guess better than the others, maybe, in the rail infrastructure area?
Yes, but I mean, in the rail infrastructure is no question. I'm not sure about this podcast because I was listening to the podcast of my friend Ben Möbius, and I would say the benchmark is pretty high. So let's see.
Okay, let's start with our InnoTrans intro questions and help our audience to get to know you a little bit better. You come from Switzerland, and after all, when I think of Switzerland, I always think of food, chocolate, mountains, and Max Frisch. But when it comes to food, I always think of raclette or fondue, a lot of cheese. So what do you eat actually on your regular trips from Zurich to Bern on the train? Is there anything you only eat, you only like to eat on the train?
So on a regular basis, I eat biltong. Actually, I eat biltong all the time. You know what biltong is?
It's no.
In the US, you call it jerky. This is this dried beef. So this is one of my favorites. So I'm chewing it all the time. But when I'm really hungry during lunchtime, let's say, so I order a chili con carne. And normally I don't eat chili con carne, but on a train I eat chili con carne. Although I hate the smell around the compartments in the train anyhow. But for me, I make an exception and order myself the chili con carne.
So I guess we have a date at InnoTrans 2022, and we go to the travel catering area and check out whether we find some chili con carne for you. But let's remain cliche for once. Let's imagine an alien from the hyper cool planet InnoTrans lands on Earth and wants to see the most scenic train route in the world. Where in Switzerland does it have to board?
It's the most scenic train route in the world, that's true. And this is the Bernina Express. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. It's from Chur via St. Moritz to Tirano in Italy. This takes you 4.5 hours for only 86 kilometers. And it's also called the slowest first train in the world. So, I mean, you have to do that. It's just a must.
Is it an invitation? Then I join the alien and check out that scenic world, most beautiful train route. But let's come back to InnoTrans. You've known InnoTrans for many, many years. What's your absolute favorite moment at InnoTrans?
I would say there are two favorite moments. The first one is on Thursday, because it's the visit of the Swiss ambassador in Berlin. So he will visit Swissrail for a whole day. It normally starts with a hello around our booth. Then we go for a tour. I normally have a golf cart from InnoTrans due to my little handicap. So then I travel around with a golf cart and the Swiss ambassador. Then we visit the different halls. Then we have lunch together on our main booth in hall 22. And yeah, and normally at I think it's a 2 or 2:30, then we have the big reception and we invite all friends and all Swiss exhibitors and there will be a little speech of Swiss ambassador and of course some food and wine.
Sounds then like you had maybe a really lazy summer in 2020 without that huge schedule.
Absolutely, that's why I say we are all bored. So we're missing, you know, trans badly.
Okay.
And then I have another day. It's a Friday. Then I go to my farewell tour. So I go greet and meet all friends from all over the world, and I keep it with Sepp Herberger. After game is before the game, and this is Friday.
Yeah, let's speak not about the lazy summer of 2020, because it was maybe not so lazy for you in Switzerland. In 2020, many things turned out differently than expected. Switzerland, on the other hand, celebrated an important milestone for the entire rail industry with the on-time, world champion, opening the Chenery Tunnel. Let me start by quoting Vincent Ducron, CEO of Swiss Federal Railways. He said, "In the future, we will have freight trains with a length of 1,750 meters that can transport up to 2,100 tons of goods. This means that per day, freight train traffic on the line could replace around 3,000 trucks, and this reduces carbon dioxide emissions by 900 tons. That's a huge number, actually. Above all, it should shift European freight traffic on the north-south axis from the road to the rail. The Chenery is a last missing hole in the new Transalp rail link NIAT. But that's not all. It's also quite supporting for the public transport in the area. So, however, the Chenery Tunnel was not built solely for the purpose of expanding public transportation, but on the contrary, which of the two aspects mentioned is more interesting for Switzerland? Climate neutral public transport, which actually is now possible due to the new railroad system, or is it the pan-European logistic route?"
Oh, climate neutral. I mean, what shall I say? In all modesty, this is water under the bridge. I mean, in Switzerland, we started electrification in the end of the 19th century. As of today, 99% is electric. We have the power is hydroelectric. 56% of all power consumption in Switzerland comes from hydroelectric. And hydroelectric is 96% of all renewable power in Switzerland.
Oh, that's quite a lot, actually.
So that means, I mean, climate neutral is obviously very important. Everybody speaks about, but for us, it's really, I mean, it's a non-brainer, because we have it for so many years, and I mean, diesel for a train for us, it's just not imaginable. So that's why climate neutral. I know it's very very important. But this is really for us, it's done. So I would say the more focus we should have on the trans-European transformation, because, I mean, our Alps are very sensitive, and it's a beautiful environment. And that's why we build all this huge project, so-called NEAT, to avoid all these lorries through the Swiss Alps. So one of the focus must be the pan-European transformation. And here we have to face a huge problem. I mean, we are ready. January is the last mm-hmm. project, which was opened now last year, as you mentioned. But what about our neighbors? I mean, so sorry to say, but what's going on in Germany? They're still so far behind schedule, and I think these are political topics that we should take aware of and make sure that there will be some better progress in future.
So one could say actually Switzerland is some kind of role model for the European Union, but why is Switzerland so far ahead? What's the reason for this lead?
I think it's because we in Switzerland, the public really is a train nation, and that's why, I mean, whenever you have a vote, and we need some more money for investments for any train projects. I mean, there's always a yes for that. And I think this spirit for trains, this is the key why Switzerland is world champion in trains, and why we do have all this infrastructure.
Mm. Does the spirit of the Swiss people for trains, does it have some kind of historic reasons or geographical reasons?
Because we are in the middle of Europe, and actually we are a transit country, so we are small, and so for our neighboring countries it was very important to access. You mentioned it. I mean, from the Netherlands to Italy, I mean, this goes all the way through the Alps, and we had to make something which is sustainable, which is secure, which is economically friendly. So, and this was a train, and that's why we are very much a train country.
I mean, projects like the Shenari Tunnel cost a lot of money, and the record amount of francs was invested there. That was before Corona. Has the Corona pandemic led to investment stops in Switzerland, for example, in the for the transport companies?
I mean, you see, the transport companies in Switzerland, they have a mandate to secure public transport in Switzerland at any time. And there's one mission from the nation, and this is provide the necessary infrastructure. And of course, I mean, this is a political topic, but for us, it's absolutely clear. They have to provide the infrastructure, which means investment. So it makes no sense now to cut the investment. I mean, me as a business economist, I have to say, counter cyclical conduct in exceptional circumstances is key in order to ensure a sustainable recovery. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense that you cut the costs now, and in a year or two, then you see then the damage. Mm-hmm.
We just spoke a lot about the logistic and the European partners, but let's have a look at the public transport in the area of Tessin, Ticino. Only 20% of the people there are using public transport. So what does the Swiss government actually do to motivate the people to use more public transport instead of cars?
Yeah, I think this is going to improve now dramatically because of the January. I mean, they cut the distance between the southern cities by half. And so I'm absolutely sure that in Ticino now there will be a major change, a shift to public transport. And at the end of the day, you know, they have a kind of Italian blood, and they're very, they love their cars. But I think the new generation is much more in public transport now.
So let's quote Ticino: "Leave your Ferrari, take the train." That's the spirit. I always thought of Switzerland as a chocolate nation. Now I start to see Switzerland as a rail nation. So we just spoke a lot about also the COVID-19 pandemic, but what will be the first thing you do when you enter the exhibition grounds for InnoTrans in late September 2022? Let's look in the future. Let's have some positive vibes.
First thing is, I mean, I normally arrive on Sunday evening. I go to the exhibition Monday. The first thing I do is a little tour through the halls, mainly 26 and 22, because there are our big booths. And of course, I visit others as well. I will shake hands. By the way, yes, shaking hands. Just imagine that we
It's so hard. It's so hard to imagine. Every time I see now on TV people like hugging and shaking hands, I start to have a little ooh moment.
Yeah. But yeah, yes, it's like smoking in the television. I mean, you don't smoke in television.
Totally. So,
and now it's shaking hands. But we will do that again. I'm absolutely positive about that. And then on Monday we have our first Swiss TV session. So we, you know, there's a, we have a broadcast from our booth in at InnoTrans on a daily basis. So we let our community know what's going on InnoTrans.
Community. Let me just enter there. Community. That's a good word. We do this podcast to let our InnoTrans community know what's up. Actually, what can we expect from the Railroad World Champion Switzerland at InnoTrans 2022? What will be the main trends? What actually is the brand's newest innovation you got?
You can expect that we will all be there. I don't say more. I mean, you know,
okay. It's a secret. It's a secret.
It's absolutely secret. But okay. we will bring you a bunch of innovation, and we will show again the power of Swiss industry in the railways.
So a lot of secrets. Maybe I try my luck. You used to work in the IT sector for a long, long time. Digitization is now one of the trading topics in the rail industry. Do we see some digitization innovation from Switzerland? I mean, you're an expert, after all.
My good friend Ben Möbius already mentioned that. I mean, one of the big major topics here is ATO. We're talking a lot about ATO, but it's also you know, the whole ticketing and all the ticket systems. I mean, also in this area, we're quite leading. I mean, I just had a little chat with my friend from Austria, and obviously they are discussing now a 1-2-3 ticket, they have a ticket then for all public transport in whole Austria. We have it now since, I don't know, 30 or 35 years. So I buy one ticket at the, for me it's November, because I started to have this ticket in November. Then I have a ticket for 1 year for all over Switzerland.
And for all the transport, that's really funny, because it's so hard to imagine that here in Germany, we're trying it for many years actually now. Still no one ticket for all.
I mean, I even don't know how to handle automatic ticket vending machine, really.
So you have your ticket then on your smartphone, I guess.
Of course.
Life could be so easy. Well, thank you, Ms. Stöckli, for that enlightening interview. We had so many interesting topics in such a short time. But I guess I take the alien from the planet InnoTrans and have a good train ride to Switzerland. And I guess we will also check out the Shenari Tunnel. And it's always sad to say goodbye, especially here in our podcast. We got so many listeners all over the world. And what I really like also about Switzerland is the way how you say goodbye.
Adi miteinander.
Exactly, this is what I mean. So we will be back next month, April 13 actually, with the CEO of Siemens Mobility. Until then, we say goodbye and
adieu miteinander. Tschüss.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will hear again. Until then, simply stay on track.